Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. The Lord be with you. A reading from the beginning of the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him, nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh. And made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory. The glory as of the Father's only begotten Son. Full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Sorry about the pause. I got a little something in my eye. Have you ever been moved to tears? Moved to tears. Occasionally, we experience something so beautifully intense that it evokes the emotional response of tears flowing down your face. I believe that what's really happening in that instant is that an invisible hand draws back the veil of the whole world that hides the face of God. The ancient Greek philosophers said that we glimpse the three transcendentals, beauty, truth, and goodness, because they transcend, they go beyond our everyday earthly experiences. And when you are moved to tears, you get a glimpse of the great beyond. You are in the presence of God. Pay close attention. When someone is moved to tears, something special and sacred is being seen. I'll never forget how my first pastor, Monsignor Gaston Hébert, was easily moved to tears. As he was preparing to retire at a First Holy Communion Mass, He would sit in the presider's chair and weep as he beheld the innocent children receiving Jesus for the first time. When I saw him, I was embarrassed by his emotion. But in those little faces, Monsignor Hebert saw the face of God. Truth, beauty, goodness. The great physicist Albert Einstein revolutionized science with his theory of relativity. But did you know that he was also an accomplished violinist? An accomplished violinist. He once wrote, "I know that the most joy in my life has come to me from my violin." It moved him to tears. He also once wrote this to an editor, "I have to say this about Bach's work. Listen, play, love, revere, and keep your trap shut." In other words, silence and tears are the only appropriate response to beauty, truth, and goodness. Today's gospel is taken from the fourth gospel, written by John, whose primary purpose in picking up his pen was to pull back the veil that hides the face of God. As we read John, we should be moved to tears. Listen, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That's better than Bach! Now, most scholars agree that John, or the school of John, also wrote the last book of the Bible, called Revelation. But the Greek title of that book is Apocalypsis, which means unveiling. John wanted to unveil the face of God so that we can see beauty, truth, goodness. That's why John the Baptist in the gospel today cried out. He cried. He was moved to tears when he saw Jesus and said, "This is he of whom I said, the one coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me." The literary artistry of the Gospel of John consists not only in telling the story of Jesus, what he did every day, but also in stopping to pull back the veil of creation to reveal the face of God, beauty, truth, and goodness. We can almost apply Einstein's comment about Bach's music to John's gospel. Listen, play, love, revere, and keep your trap shut, because you are seeing the sacred. My friends, take a moment today to retrace the steps of your life and try to remember the times that you were moved to tears. Were you moved to tears when your future husband knelt in front of you and asked you to marry him? Did you weep when you held your newborn baby for the first time? Did tears flow as you walked your daughter down the aisle on her wedding day? Did you cry at the funeral of a lifelong friend? Have you ever been moved to tears at the innocent children receiving their first Holy Communion? Did you ever cry listening to the music of Bach? Have you ever wept for joy as you made love? In those moments, an apocalypsis happened, an unveiling of creation. And you saw, for a moment, the face of God, beauty, truth, and goodness. And there is only one good response in such sacred moments: listen,
play, love, revere, and keep your trap shut. Praise be, Jesus Christ.